This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us from Skywatch Aviation Insurance is Tomer Kashi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to see you.
Great to see you guys. You're obviously an aviation insurance agency aimed at GA, at general aviation?
Yes, exactly. So Skywatch is basically in a mission to revolutionize aviation insurance for light aircraft renters and owners. We are the only ones providing a fully digital platform. It means that as a pilot, you can go to the Skywatch website and get a quote and also bind the policy, purchase a policy in less than 90 seconds without talking with anyone. You can, but you don't have to. And the other thing that we do is that we also try to look at data that others overlook in order to provide a more personalized insurance, which in many cases means a more affordable insurance for many of the pilots.
Okay, so when you say data, that you're also looking at the pilots' aviation history a little bit, and obviously the airplane.
Oh yeah, so like many other insurance providers, we look at, you know, your make and model hours, your hours in general, your rating, and other factors. But let's take renter's insurance, for example. So Skywatch is the only offering that allows you as a pilot to rent, to buy a renter's insurance, not only by the year, but also by the month, by the week, by the day, according to your actual needs. And it means that in many cases, you can save a lot, and again, do it online.
And still fly.
And still fly.
Experimentals, you do a lot with experimentals?
So actually, we have a pretty good rates for experimentals as well, into TANs and others, like kit aircraft, so we do both.
Okay, when you're writing a policy for a kit aircraft, obviously, I'm assuming that the more history behind that kit aircraft, the easier it is for you guys to decide on a rate.
Oh, definitely.
So if it's my one-built design, you gotta be like, well, we're gonna have to charge you for that because we don't know anything about this.
This would be more tricky. So like the more something is plain vanilla, it could be, you know, a kit or like, you know, a very popular aircraft, then it's much easier to get a policy online without an intervention in a very competitive rate. The more complex it is, it could be a complex aircraft or just like a complex situation of a very new pilot or very new pilot on a specific aircraft. These kind of things obviously require some more underwriting discretion, what's called.
Okay, I'm a new pilot. I've got 200 hours. I built this kit plane. It's a well-known kit plane, so I'm flying. Can I assume or expect that my rate will drop as I build hours and experience with that airplane?
I think that always the answer is it depends.
Okay.
But I think that in this specific case, the answer is yes.
All right.
As long as I don't screw up.
Yeah. You're talking about general aviation. Now, this does not include any warbirds or anything like that, correct?
So I think that what we do best is just, you know, light aircraft that are, I would say, like more standard. But together with that, I would say that, you know, if you come to us with something that you need to insure, and it could be a warbird, it could be a drone light show, and it could be anything else, we'll try to help you, and we try never to say no. But the thing that our platform is good at and allows you to quote bind online really quickly are the things that are more popular that most pilots have.
Now, right. you just hit a hot button topic there, a drone light show. We've had the privilege of seeing one earlier. You guys are starting to insure these shows now as well?
So that's a really good point, because our company actually started as a drone insurance company. Later we expanded to renters and owners. Today we are the largest drone insurance provider in North America, insuring all types of, you know, drone, you know,
commercial
services.
Drone operations, right?
From a wedding photographer to a drone light show to you know, some things in National Geographic or anything you can think of. So yes, drone light shows are a big thing for us, obviously.
This might be getting a little too deep, but how much does power plant choice affect the insurability of an airplane? How much does power plant choice, in other words, if I'm using a Lycoming or a Continental, that's one thing, a Rotax, but what if I've got an automobile converted engine and I'm putting that in there? How much does that change the policy pricing and availability?
Yeah, it could change. It could change, obviously.
Okay. So again, more vanilla, easier to insure.
Yeah, always the answer is it depends.
Right, right.
Well, that, you know, there's so many variables regarding kit-built aircraft, home-built aircraft, and general aviation. You just can't build one size fits all.
I could give you an example in which we tried, you know, to think outside of the box. So today in insurance, there is a real problem with, you know, senior or aging pilots that, you know, sometimes they stick with an insurance company and then they can, you know, stay with it for a long time. But if you're, let's say, like a relatively older pilot trying to obtain insurance from a new insurance company, almost all of them will just deny you, okay? And it's like amazingly difficult for senior pilots to obtain insurance, to the extent that they, you know, can't fly anymore because they can't meet the liability requirements of the airport. So what we're going to come with is, instead of like just denying them, come with a liability only insurance policy for these pilots, and then at least they can continue flying. Okay, so that's like another way of us, you know, personalizing the insurance policy, and instead of just saying, you know, straight no, okay, we have a yes for you, and this is, you know, under these terms, and this will allow you to continue to fly.
So your pilot rating, going from like I was private, but I'm dropping back to sport pilot. Hopefully, my experience, I'm still going to get a really good rate because I've got years of underflying. I mean, that's going to be a situation with a lot of us aging pilots, correct? Well, so
that's one thing. Another thing that I think is very important is your experience in the specific make and model. So you know, you could be like a very experienced pilot, but then you know you switch to another airplane. It also, you know, has some complications with that. It also, you know, is taken into account in the rating.
Well, what about the case of a retired commercial pilot? He's flown every complicated thing under the sun, and now he's got himself a Piper Cub. He's always wanted a Piper Cub. That should not be an insurance problem.
It should be okay.
Yeah, okay. Well qualified.
But the answer always is?
It depends.
It depends, yeah.
Of course, okay.
Isn't that embroidered on your shirt? It depends.
It's on the business card.
Yeah, it should be
it
the name of the company,
insurance,
right?
Services, yeah.
Yes, exactly. It depends. Maybe. I imagine you're growing your company by leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're, you know, a relatively new company in insurance terms. You know, there are some insurers that are more than 100 years old, well, maybe, you know, 7 years in this space. I think it's our third year here at the air show, in your show, really enjoying it. And yes, we're, you know, having, you know, thousands and thousands of pilots that are already Skywatch members, and we're growing really fast.
I imagine the other companies are getting nervous.
I think, you know, there is, first of all, you know, there is market for all. And secondly, we don't do everything, okay? We focus on a niche that we think was overlooked for a very long time, and we come with technology to really help it, okay? So we're not just like competing on price and losing money. We're trying to look at data that others are not in order to provide a fairer thing. And we care about the pilots, not about the other, you know, okay. Players.
We're speaking with Tomer Kashi from Skywatch Aviation Insurance. You have a website that we can go to.
Yeah, so go to www.skywatch.ai. Try to get your free quote and see if you can quote and bind in 90 seconds. If not, call me. You know what? I will do like the courageous thing.
Red alert.
Here's my cell phone number.
Yeah, putting my cell phone number on a radio.
And the three people that listen are getting ready to write it down.
So, yeah, so if you have any problem, call me directly. It's like 650-788-2378. And together with that, I will also say that we're hosting this Thursday.
A social event.
A social event at the SOS Brothers Beer Tent. So first of all, come there to text me and get a free beer.
Oh, I was going to say, after two beers, do the rates drop?
Of course, yeah. If I'm drinking the beer, is the rate drops?
All right, we're going to feed them. Come on over, folks. We're going to work them hard.
Well, you know, in this day and age, insurance has gotten complicated because of liability issues and so many other factors. It's good to see somebody's got a straightforward approach.
Yeah, and I imagine you've had some you've had more issues there than you wanted to, I'm sure, and that occupies a bit of your time as well.
Oh, yeah, of course, but you know, we're doing our best. I think, you know, just to relay on something you just said, in many other insurance segments, let's say, you know, car insurance, home insurance, the major insurance providers are already innovating quite well. And aviation was lagging behind for a very long time. And we're just trying to change that, okay, to allow aircraft owners and renters to get the same level of insurance experience that they experience in other segments. And this way, you know, they can fly with a peace of mind without bothering about insurance.
Do you offer any kind of a kit builder insurance? In other words, I buy a kit, I'm working on it, I'm building it, but it's not flying, but my house burns down, and I find out my homeowners will not cover the cost of that aircraft.
Yeah, what we're referring to is a construction policy.
Okay.
Which is something, again, that we can offer. It's not like, you know, the plain vanilla thing that we do. Another thing that that you can opt for is what's called like ground, not in motion. So you have an airplane and you want it to be covered only on the ground. This is another thing that we do that obviously reduces your rates.
Okay, we've been speaking again with Tomer Kashi from Skywatch Aviation Insurance. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Check it out, people. It sounds like an up-and-coming thing to look at. And I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And this is EAA Radio.